577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist. They support everything you love. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. One more spring-like day before the Arctic Express rolls back into town soon. Today, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 70s. Scattered showers around from time to time. Showers becoming likely tonight, especially late tonight and tomorrow through midday. High tomorrow in the 50s during the morning, then 44 by the afternoon as temperatures fall and it becomes windy. Then much colder Friday night, overnight low temperature 30. Saturday's high 44, but the winds make it seem colder. 24 Sunday morning and Sunday's high barely in the low 40s. With all these weather changes, our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A brawl at Lee High School yesterday afternoon. Multiple police vehicles on the scene. Six students initially taken into custody. Add to that three more students arrested. And to that roster, two parents arrested. Charges are pending. Injuries were minor. Darius Thomas sentenced to 85 years in prison yesterday. He pulled the trigger at Centennial Hill. Thomas pled guilty to three counts of murder. The mothers of the three victims spoke before sentence was passed. Shirley Thomas, mother of Doe B, said she forgave Darius but wanted justice to be served. And a Deedsville woman facing multiple charges, including rape, and she has admitted to having sex with a 13-year-old boy. Jennifer Rose Ingram, age 31, charged with three counts of rape, two counts of sodomy second, and one count of giving a controlled substance to a minor. That's headlines. I'm Wendell Jay. Mr. Simon.
Happy New Year! 2018 is bringing a lot of changes to the mattress industry, and Mr. Sandman must liquidate hundreds of fabulous mattresses from Soda, Beautyrest, Restonic, Jameson, and other factories to make room for new models. Because I actually stock hundreds of mattresses, when changes take place, Mr. Sandman has to wheel and deal to clear warehouse and floor space. We are also overstocked with adjustable bases, beds, and luxurious pillows. We still have a few sets left over from our fire sale for you serious bargain hunters. Our premium sets include Talalay Latex, Hybrids, and of course, numerous memory foam mattresses. We stock twins, fulls, queen, and king sets, and we'll sell odd box springs and mismatched sets. I will attend several shows in January to select my 2018 lineup, so I really need to liquidate much of my inventory fast. No interest financing and delivery are available. With around 90 models to choose from, amazing discount prices, and excellent customer service, it's a no-brainer to visit us in Montgomery or Millbrook for your mattress and headboard needs. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
New year, new start, new friends. Start your friendship circle at Metro Fitness today. We love working out with our friends. It's the accountability, the fun, the social interaction, and we challenge each other. We reward you at Metro Fitness by working out with your friends. For every friend you sign up, you both get $10 off your monthly dues. Come find out more about why Metro Fitness is the number one health club in Montgomery. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Back in the news review, 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. It's a beautiful Thursday. It is actually a beautiful Thursday. I think we got a little rain in the forecast, if I recall what Rich Thomas said this morning. You guys ever, you get up early?
Yeah.
During the timeline portion of the morning show, around 6:30 every day, Rich Thomas does this thing called the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, where they do a song of the day, and he intros it like an old school rock and roll DJ. He knocked it so far out of the park yesterday. I listened to it probably 20 times. I got on the podcast, kept listening and listening and listening. He just killed it. It was absolutely fantastic. That has nothing to do with anything I'm about to talk about. But I did hear Rich say we had some rain in the forecast coming up. But it's 70 degrees outside.
We missing Fox News?
What? What are we talking about?
Do we just have it or I want?
Yeah, we had it like 6 minutes ago. Right at 11 o'clock. It ran. I heard it.
Yeah, I heard it too.
We were talking.
Yeah, we were talking, but it ran in the background while we were talking. You missing time, Jack? That's a sign of aging, that missing time, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Do you know where you parked your car?
Yeah, but I don't know where my car keys are.
Do you know who the president is?
That's what I feel like when the time changes. Like, oh, who's God, the president? Yes. What day is it?
About Bo Scarborough?
What about him?
Now, he said that he didn't say it.
Oh, you're talking about where he said F Trump?
Coming out of the
fudge. Tunnel.
No, he said that he was saying, he was slagging the, he said he was saying it about UGA, not Trump. Whatever he said.
But I heard that. I heard his explanation. But I'm going to pronounce two words. Trump and Georgia.
What about Uga? Trump, Uga, Trump. I mean, I don't know.
Did he say he said Uga?
I don't know what he said. I just know that he's
the only thing close to Trump.
Right. I mean, they both have a soft U. Trump, Ug, Trump, Ug.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why are you saying that about anything as you're walking past cameras?
He's just getting hype. He's just getting hype. Who cares?
You think he could have said from Trump?
He could have said, "Hurry up, let's get out and see Trump. He's doing the national anthem, boys."
Yeah, but they stay out there. They stay in the locker room for the national anthem. Remember, that's what colleges do.
Oh, do they?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Can I ask an honest question?
And you know what? NFL players used to, until the military and the government paid them so much money on all that collusion stuff that they were like, stand up for the flag and yada, yada, yada. And now they have this controversy.
All right. Now, let me ask you a question. That's good. I'm glad to know that. I did not know that. When did we, and I do not want to sound anti-American. I love the flag. I love America. It's the greatest country ever. You know, I'm rah-rah, sis, boom-bah. But when did we start saying the Pledge of Allegiance or the National Anthem before games? Why there? I mean, there's so many
things.
I'm not being ugly, but there's things we do as a society.
It's been as long as I can remember.
Oh, I know. I'm just curious.
I grew up on a military base where they played it before movies.
Yeah, I believe it.
Where, I mean, and you stood up.
Oh, I did not grow up on a military base. And I remember the first time I was on a military base, and it was like 5 minutes till five or whatever.
Cars are pulling
Everybody's
over.
Scrambling and trying to get inside a building, and we're walking through a parking lot, and I didn't understand why. And then they play retreat or something. Yeah. And oh my gosh, it was a bizarre, surreal moment.
Yeah,
when everybody stopped dead in their tracks, stares off of this 1,000-yard stare. So I understand their traditions. I just don't know what started it, because I know it's a tradition. I know it's been a long time. Because after you sing the national anthem, everybody jokingly says, "Play ball."
Right.
So it's obviously, I don't know why.
Right, and it's one of those things that, I mean, it predates 9/11, which was where a lot of this.
Me
sort of,
as a human.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, my guess would be obviously baseball is the oldest game. That's why people say play ball. My guess would be either it's always been done or it happened during like World War I or World War II. Yeah. I mean, that's how old baseball is.
Baseball, they're playing the 1800s.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be controversial.
If anybody knows,
I'm not saying,
we have smart listeners.
Smart listeners.
Somebody probably knows this.
It may be this person here. Let's find out. Who's this?
This is Jane.
Mean Jane, who built the machine.
Jane,
you're on the air.
Thank you for sending me to Mattress Firm. My husband and I went to Mattress Firm the other day and got us the king size bed set.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And they were wonderful to do business with.
They are some of the nicest people I've ever been around.
And I told them where I heard it from.
Oh, that's great. Which location did you go to? Do you mind me asking?
The one in Prattville.
Oh, wonderful. Cobbsford Road in Prattville, right there next to Bass Pro Boulevard.
Right there.
Well, that's fantastic.
So, thank you so much. We're waiting on the delivery.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is, you are going to sleep really, really nicely, I'm telling you.
I know it. Thank you so much.
Certainly, Gene. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
I love when people use our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they do.
Yeah.
I know they do. No, she didn't know when they started singing the national anthem. But again, I'm not knocking it. I hate the word unique. Unique is a uniquely terrible word when you take it completely out of the dictionary.
So is awesome. It's overused.
It's overused.
Amazing is
unique is used incorrectly.
Amazing is the most overused word, you know.
But unique is used incorrectly. Unique means one of a kind.
Right.
So, she's such a unique person. Of course she is. There's only one of her. We're all unique.
If you believe that.
Unique doesn't mean
I think everyone has a doppelganger.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah. Right now in Russia, there's a Russian baron.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I think he's more likely to be in Sweden.
Maybe he's on line one. Who's this?
Biloxi Gambler.
Do you look like me, Biloxi Gambler?
Do I look like what?
Do you look like me? Could you be my doppelganger?
I don't think so.
Okay, he's not on line one. All right, keep going. We're looking for him.
Is that like doppelganger? Is that like dingleberry? I mean, it's a...
It's German.
You remind me of Opie. Greg Opie Hughes. You know, from Opie and Anthony.
I could see that. We need to get Jack to act more like Anthony Cumia on the show, don't you think? I think that'd be great.
Well, people say I'm more like Otis Campbell. But,
well, you know, there's been three times it's been mentioned. There's no reason at all for me to call with this story, except there's been three times just recently y'all talked about mattress delivery and delivery and delivery prices, and then she's waiting on a delivery. So I guess I got to tell this story. So Christmas morning, I'm leaving, and I'm going to Biloxi. And I'm driving down the road, two-lane road, is right after the sun had come up. And I see on the side of the road, there's still wrapped in plastic, a twin mattress. And then another twin mattress a little further. And then a box spring and another box spring. And you know what happened? Is some poor dude was going to his ex-wife's house on Christmas morning to bring new beds for the kids and blew off the back of the truck a little piece at a time. And then, of course, by the time he gets there, the beds are gone. And she's like, I told you couldn't do nothing. But it broke my heart, and I hope the man came back and got them. Because, like I said, they were still wrapped in plastic. It was obviously brand new stuff. Christmas morning, and it kind of broke my heart a little bit.
No, he could have been delivering them to his girlfriend's apartment.
Well, maybe so, but she's got kids, I guess, because these were kids' beds.
Might have been
off.
His kids.
Well, maybe. But the thing is, I guess the main point is, whatever anybody ever charges for any company to deliver a mattress, it's worth every single thing. You do not want to try to do that yourself. You need an enclosed truck. Anyway, so that's why I told the story. Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Well, worse than that, have to take them upstairs. It's awful trying to take a mattress upstairs.
It's awful
like
taking a mattress
weight.
Anywhere.
I know. They're dead weight.
Three police cars on Ryan Street now. Jack Quest?
Ryan runs between Spruce and Mount Meg Road.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What is going on over there?
It's lawless. I'm telling you. You ever see people walking around over there? None of them have jobs. You ride down there Highland Avenue during the daytime, and there's folks sitting on porches, able-bodied looking people, unless they all work a night shift. But
they might.
Anyway. Ryan, it's...
I will tell you this, though. I mean, part of me does think that there's, like, part of me thinks that that part of the problem is real-time reports of stuff like this. I mean, it's like, it just creates mass hysteria.
Well, and, like, the guy who sent me this, the taxi driver, prior to text messaging and real-time reporting and all,
right.
I would have never known there were cops on Ryan Street.
Right.
You know, it just wouldn't have happened. This caller here is not my doppelganger. I don't know what ganger means in German, but doppel's double, so it's got to be like double person or double, you know, whatever. But she does know why they say play ball, or why they sing the national anthem. What is the reason?
My phone's a little crackly.
Yeah, it's terrible,
so just
but
it's the wiretap.
Okay, there was a movie about two guys that kidnapped a really cute little blonde girl, and I cannot remember the name of it.
Big Lebowski.
She kidnapped in Arizona.
She kidnapped herself, man.
Anyway, they had put her to bed, and they were nice to her and all, but they did kidnap this cute little girl. And she was watching TV, and at the end of the evening, the national anthem or whatever comes on, and the kid's standing up in her bed with her hand over her heart, and when it's over, this cute little girl, about 4 or 5, she says, play ball. So research that and let me know.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were going to tell me. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, that's just, to me, every time I hear it, I say play ball, but I did it because I saw it in that movie.
I see.
See, Baron, you're not old enough to remember when TV stations...
Was that It's a Wonderful Life, Baron? Every time we sing the national anthem, we say play ball. You know, the end of It's a Wonderful Life. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Come on, guys.
No, but Baron, you don't remember
that was the movie she was talking about. It's a Wonderful Life.
Is that what she was...
No.
What are you talking about?
Baron's totally confused over here.
I was like, I've seen It's a Wonderful Life 10 times. I don't remember it.
Baron thought we were going to get an explanation as to why we sing the national anthem before games, not why we say play ball. We know why we say play ball.
And Weezer, I don't hear Will, but... I swear
all the gunshots
I heard
in his
you. All the gunshots out in Pike Road. I swear I heard when I picked up the phone to screen the call, I have an explanation of why we sing the national anthem before game. Maybe that's not what she said. Maybe she said I have an explanation for why we say play ball
after the national anthem.
But I want the explanation for why we say it.
No.
Doppelganger. Double walker. Well, that's not... Walker's not ganger in German.
Doppelganger. Gonger. I don't know. German's a very, you know... They just make, you know how they like...
But that's not... That doesn't mean walker in German.
You sure? Eingang? Ausgang? Yeah, it does. Ausgang is exit, right?
Yeah, but
like
not
walk
walker.
Out. Like gang, walk out. Ganger, walker.
Oh, I got you.
Whoo! Look at the big brain on Dave. Coming up with German origin words and stuff.
So it's double exeter?
I get... No.
It's not walker. Isn't walker Gelhiffe?
I don't know. Maybe that is Walker. Is that to walk?
No, it's Walker, Texas Ranger.
No, it's Walker, the one who walks, Gelheffer. But it's not Gonger.
Girl Heifer?
Yeah, why you say Heifer?
Why you call me a Heifer?
You're going to make every woman in America mad.
Gelheffer.
Heifer.
Lord have mercy.
Is that what they mean by someone has heft?
Like a heifer?
Yeah.
I don't know. What does heft mean? Where does that come from? Is that
They didn't Spanish.
I don't know.
But heifer is H-E-I-F-F-E-R, right?
Yeah, one F. Words change all the time.
I think.
And heft is H-E-F-T.
And heft published Playboy.
It all comes together, boys and girls, on News and Views.
Yes, it does.
There's going to be word association for the next hour.
I'm going to look it up during the break. We're looking up Walker during the break. We're looking up. We're going to solve doppelganger. We're going to Google. We'll be back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're Montgomery, Alabama, the place where the bus boycott gave birth to the civil rights movement. Did you know we are also a high-tech hub for education, on the cutting edge of the nation's cyber defense, and home to one of the few internet exchanges in the Southeast? Great shopping, fine dining, a symphony orchestra, one of the largest Shakespearean theaters in the world, and 90 city parks. The capital of dreams. Proud of our past, poised for the future.
Visit dreammontgomery.com today.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. One more spring-like day before the Arctic Express rolls back into town soon. Today, mostly cloudy, high in the lower 70s. Scattered showers around from time to time. Showers becoming likely tonight, especially late tonight and tomorrow through midday. High tomorrow in the 50s during the morning, then 44 by the afternoon as temperatures fall and it becomes windy. Then much colder Friday night, overnight low temperature 30. Saturday's high 44, but the winds make it seem colder. 24 Sunday morning and Sunday's high barely in the low 40s. With all these weather changes, our weather app keeps you on top of the weather changes. Hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, radar, future radar, and a lot more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
After 11 o'clock, Bobby Darin brings you back in.
Dream lover, where are you?
Keep paying attention, boys and girls. Pay attention, boys and girls. Got a big contest coming up. We're going to be giving away a Midtown Pizza Kitchen $25 gift card.
$25? You know how much you can eat there for $25?
You could eat 2.5 lunches.
Seriously.
I mean, you could eat...
You could probably, if you knew what you were doing, you could probably get close to... You could get three meals.
You could get three full meals out of it.
Yeah. Or you could get an appetizer and two meals. You know.
Yeah.
You could take your wife, a date, a friend.
Yeah.
Me and Baron. You could just win it and donate it back to us.
I was going to say, that's exactly right. It's like the guy who wins the big prize at the charity function, and everybody looks at him like, are you ready to donate it back? And he's like, no, I'm going home. See you.
Thanks.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They have a special right now. We both had it the other day.
It was so good.
Sauteed sausage, caramelized onions, and mushrooms. They toss that all together in a cream sauce. They put it over spaghetti. They top that. Believe it or not, they're not done. They top that with Parmesan cheese and parsley. They hit it with a couple of those focaccia breadsticks. And then they give you a side salad.
That's right.
Either Caesar or ranch or vinaigrette. You know, you can buy all their dressings if you like the dressing.
Yeah, I buy the balsamic.
$8.99 a bottle.
Yeah, it's great.
It's an absolute steal.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
All handmade, homemade. Right. It's wonderful.
So you don't get all that added sugar like you do and all the stuff in
all the preservatives
stores.
And
right.
That had been sitting on a shelf in some truck for 2 years. It's just fantastic stuff. Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. You will have an opportunity before the end of the show to win a gift card to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I got that in my pocket right now. When did they print? I got to take take that off of it.
I just thought you were glad.
It's already expired, but, you know, he'll give it away.
We don't want to tell you.
We're up there at the front desk for you, you know. Just come by afternoon.
That's exactly right. Just come by when we're not here. Come by Friday after 5 p.m.
To complain.
All right. It's 25 minutes after 11 o'clock. Let's take some phone calls, shall we? Oh. We did burn up the Google.
Yes.
We learned a couple of things. Gong means corridor.
Yes.
Something you walk through, which is probably where we get the words like gangway.
Yeah.
You walk
gangplank.
You walk the gangplank. What else did we learn?
We learned that my thesis was that it's probably started during World War One or World War Two. Technically, they said that a band played it during the seventh inning of the 1918 World Series. People liked it, so they continued it. And then in World War II, they had technology advanced to the point where you could play a recording, and so they played it before every game, and by then it was just tradition, and then it spread to other sports. So, you know, I mean, look, not just technological advances come out of war, guys. You know, not just medical advances come out of war. You know,
Sometimes
singing the national anthem, you know, comes out of it.
You know, a lot of things come out of wars. The little American flags everybody puts on their helmets on all the teams, or the basketball teams will put it on their thing. That came from when the Iraq War started.
Yeah.
And so everybody wanted to show they were somehow patriotic, so they started wearing American flags on their lapels, or they started wearing American flags on their baseball jersey or basketball jersey or football helmet.
Pretty much every piece of technology that you can see in front of us came, you know, from war or the Cold War. And DARPA.
Richard Nixon was the first president to wear a American flag lapel pin.
Really?
He wanted to show these hippies who was boss, Jack, and he was right.
Silent majority.
That's right.
You know.
I'm a big fan.
Rusty.
Are you? Hey.
Hell yeah.
Of Nixon?
Okay.
Seriously.
The movie.
Sorry.
Go ahead. We're sorry. We were.
I'm not sorry, but we'll let you talk. He quit. He
left. Rusty?
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. We're sorry.
Waiting on you, boss.
Well, I was waiting on y'all. I'm sorry.
Well, they were going, and then they, you know.
They.
I didn't say a word. Y'all were talking over each other.
It's the first time.
Mm-hmm. That was not the first time I've not said a word.
We're just stepping on Rusty all over.
Rusty, what's going on, my friend? Rusty's been in radio 40 years. He understands how it is.
Yeah. The movie is Savannah Smiles.
Oh, you are right. That is exactly right. That was a great movie.
It's a cute little movie. I think it's rated G.
Yes,
I mean, it's,
I remember that movie. I have not seen that since I was a kid.
Yeah, obviously, you're hard to get
Savannah
one past
Smiles.
Me.
She was a cute little blonde girl. She got, and she said she kept singing something about a briar patch. What was she singing?
It's been so long since I saw it.
Burr Rabbit, don't throw me in the briar patch.
Yes, and she was singing that over and over. And there was a priest involved in some capacity, and they called him Padre. I'm having little glimpses of this movie. I had forgotten that movie existed.
And the doppelganger thing, from what I remember, doppelganger is like somebody who looks just like you, or some you might see something like a ghost or something that looks like you.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially it's like having a it's there's a theory essentially that everybody has a double somewhere on Earth, and so like if you're somewhere, you know, and you know your friend wouldn't be, you're in France or something, and you know your friend is back in Alabama, and you go, wow, there's Baron, but wait, it's not Baron, it's just the French Bizarro Baron.
It's the
and he would be Bizarro.
That person's supposed to be your evil twin.
Well, that's the Superman thing. Yeah, that's where.
Yeah, or the harbinger of bad news.
That's true too. I think. Yeah, I think it's bad luck to see your own doppelganger.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think seeing your doppelganger is a pretty good thing.
Made you lost a little weight around.
Yeah, right.
I haven't
seen my doppelganger in years. When I take a shower, it's they say, look, I don't look down during a shower because I don't want to look down on the unemployed. Well, I tell you.
Hey, all right. That's a good one. Kind of a handicap, what they say.
I've known some people that could tie their doppelganger in a knot, and one guy in high school.
All right, Rusty.
Well,
I'm gonna go somewhere and lay down.
Rusty is now my favorite caller. I pulled up Savannah Smile. Let's see. This trailer may be a little long. I don't know that it'll translate to television.
Well, it might be dirty. You don't.
No, it's not. Savannah Smile is a beautiful kids movie.
State prison. Where hardened criminals have a hard time.
Sort of a state prison.
Now we got to go through with 40 seconds.
Escape.
This is the movie.
And where few have friends to help them.
Well, don't just stand there and get in.
Are you crazy? You're going to get us killed. Get out of here.
Get in there.
So the
zany late 70s buddy comedy?
You're out. You're free. Well, aren't you happy? You going to thank me?
Thanks a lot.
This guy's driving an amphibious car a la Lyndon Johnson, and they just drove into a river.
This is a great movie. If you've not seen this. Free
and enjoying the good life.
Oh, man. I want to watch this again. They got the full movie on YouTube. I'm definitely watching it.
This is essentially a two-hour Duke Boys episode.
Yeah, pretty much. This is someone saw Dukes of Hazzard and thought, I can make a movie out of that.
Or maybe they saw this and then pitched it, you know.
I bet you I've seen
Michelle
this movie.
Pfeiffer?
20 times.
I've never felt such a powerful need for anybody in my whole life.
And earning a living in their chosen profession.
Oh, yeah, they keep stealing. You got to see it. Your kids would love this movie. I loved it when I was about that age.
Don't worry.
You what?
So I'm never showing it to them. Don't
really?
Worry. I'm just joking with you.
Oh, come on, man. This is a great movie.
This looks awful.
No.
Singularly awful.
No.
I hope the director's listening.
This is a fantastic movie.
I hope they pulled your director's Guild of America card.
You are watching my childhood in low def right now YouTube. There she is. That's the cute little girl, and she makes the whole movie. She just makes the whole movie. It's fantastic. That's how she got. They got it. They stole a car, and she was in it.
Savannah Smiles.
Savannah Smiles.
Oh.
It's fantastic.
I've already spoken to the governor. I'm bringing in the top expert in the country.
Duh. The Driscoll child is in the hands of two desperate criminals.
Doesn't that just Peter Gray?
Yes, it is.
What terrible thing could be happening to her?
Tell me a bedtime story.
I don't know any bedtime stories.
Then I'll tell you one. Sit down.
I like that we're going through this whole thing.
This
is fantastic radio.
This is great. I'm sorry.
People driving down the interstate are going, what?
You guys may not like it, Barbara, but I love it. I'm sorry. I'm reliving my childhood. Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I didn't want to hang up because you don't like it when people hang up.
No, I hate it when people hang up.
Tell you that I had looked up the history of playing the national anthem, but one thing that the other guy didn't say was that there had been 100,000 people or soldiers killed, and a bomb had exploded in Chicago, and it was just, you know, a bad day at the game.
Ah.
And the Navy band started playing it, and one of the players who was in the Navy and was given a furlough to play for the, whichever team was playing, he turned around to the flag and put his hand over his heart. So it was all a patriotic thing.
But spontaneous.
Yes.
I like
absolutely.
That. I like that.
So there's a whole bunch written about it. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you,
thank
Barbara.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Spontaneous, that's pretty cool.
I like spontaneity.
Yeah.
I choose
a sperm of the moment thing, you know?
Spur, Jack. Spur.
Oh, spur of the moment.
Mike B.
Mike D. How's it going, guys?
What's your bad self running things?
I'm telling you, Run DMC.
That's right.
Or not Run DMC. Beastie Boys. Excuse me. Go ahead.
That's right. Hey, I just wanted to call in and sing the praises of Midtown Pizza Kitchen, man. I went there on Monday. I was the recipient of the last time you guys gave away one of those gift cards. Okay. And, man, I stuffed myself, and I used the whole $20. I got the Regina pizza and some beer.
That's the way to do it. There you go. A couple pops.
Yeah.
I will give one word of caution, though. Whoever puts the card downstairs for your next winner, have them not punch a hole in the magnetic strip. That nullifies and voids the card. It made it no good.
Wow.
But I still enjoyed myself, even though it was on my dime.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was all right, though. It was a great experience.
I got to give you another card.
It's all right. It was great food, though, man. It's so good.
Oh, no, it's the best. It's the best.
All you ought to do is give him the card today.
But then we're not going to be able to run a contest.
Who've been paying attention since 9 a.m. to run a contest.
But you didn't even say what the contest is.
That's not why I called, guys.
That's the thing. Listen, he's so satisfied with his meal that he called in to tell you that he didn't even care that you punched a hole in the magnetic strip. I mean, if that's not ad, that ad writes itself, Baron.
Yeah. This is a better ad than I ever could have done.
But that Regina is a fantastic pizza. It's covered with prosciutto and caramelized onions, and oh my god!
Or as Bo Hope calls it, fancy ham.
Yes, fancy ham.
He's like, I don't know. It's got that fancy ham on it.
I appreciate
the
show,
guys.
That's
man, great. It makes my life.
You got
better.
Fancy ham.
Appreciate it, Mike. Who is this?
Hey, it's Fred.
Hey, Fred.
I wanted to try to answer the $25 gift card prize, but
right.
Y'all are chattering so much, I don't know if you've asked the question.
We haven't asked the question. No, we're going to do it a little bit. Call back.
All right.
We're going to get there.
It's like Jeopardy. If you ring in too early, you're out.
You're out.
Now you're locked out until you can get back in, Fred.
That's right.
Sorry.
That's a... Jeopardy may be the best television show. The best television series ever done. Have you ever learned as much watching anything as you have watching Jeopardy?
No. The answer is, survey says.
That's Family Feud.
The answer is.
That's right.
And you have to ask
in the form
question.
Of a question.
That's right.
So I was right, and you were wrong.
Yeah.
And if you'd hushed while I was talking, you would have figured it out.
I'm just going to sit over here to the side.
That'd be great. I think a lot of people would appreciate that.
Well, go ahead, Jack. Keep talking.
What do you want to talk about, Bear?
You tell me to be quiet.
Well,
I'm not just saying.
You know,
we were talking about Nixon earlier, Jack. We can talk about Nixon.
Go ahead.
Nixon's not going to come in here and crack skulls.
Yeah, like Nixon.
Yeah, I just think he's fascinating. He's just like such a, you know, I mean, his whole life. It's like one of those people, right? Like his whole life, he's, you know, you got the Orthogonians, and you know they won't let him into the club, and they never let him in, and he can't get into a good law school, so he goes to Duke, and then every white shoe law firm on Wall Street turns him down, and he just so he goes, you know, and he finances his first campaign with his poker winnings from World War II, and he climbs up, and he loses to Kennedy because Kennedy was an Orthogonian. Kennedy's like that, you know, he's this beautiful specimen that of course they wouldn't let Nixon win versus that damn Kennedy, you know.
Yeah.
And then he gets it, and he blows it.
Yeah,
he reaches the brass ring, and he blows it. And I just think I think it's a very American story. I think it's you know, and it kind of contains the multitudes of the 20th century.
Comeback kid,
yeah.
He
You know, people that listen to it on the radio said he won.
Yeah.
People watching on TV said Kennedy won.
That's right.
Because he's better looking and wasn't sweating and all that stuff.
And I just think that the dual sides of the coin of him and LBJ are fascinating because they're essentially the same person, but like with different beliefs. But really, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
And what's to Johnson's credit, he held the first transition of any presidency. He said, well, I don't like the SOB, but we need to keep him up to snuff with what's going on so he won't come in here blind.
Yeah, that's true.
And that was very interesting, I thought, because LBJ, for all of his faults or whatever, he understood politics.
That's right. He did.
And
he knew how to make it work.
He didn't personalize it.
That's right.
Although he said Gerald Ford played too long football without a helmet.
Yeah, that's true.
Or something.
Wasn't he
like
the one that said that he couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time?
I think
he just had all these pithy Texanisms, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he's just, I don't know, the whole thing's fascinating. You know, with the wide lapels and the big ties and the three-piece suits and the three martini lunches and the, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's enough history, don't you think?
And the great Hager ad.
Yeah.
The Hager telephone conversation.
Oh, God. You should cue that up.
It is so funny, Baron. Have you
I cannot play
it?
That on the radio.
I'm not sure.
I don't think he cusses.
I don't
does
think
he?
Nuts is something you can't.
Bunghole?
You can't.
Yeah, he said bunghole.
You can say nuts in the sense that like
nuts.
Pecans are nuts and acorns, but you cannot, and be careful, you cannot refer to body parts.
Right, but you can say you're nuts. Like you're nuts, like you're crazy.
Nuts. You are nuts.
Yeah.
As opposed to.
Right. There's an apostrophe in the way I said it.
There's a very important apostrophe.
Yeah, pardon. The problem with him is he said my.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Well, maybe he had a bowl of walnuts.
You could have said don't.
No, you can't say
D's.
You can't say that either.
To our listeners, Google Lyndon Johnson. Phone call to, I think it was
ordering
Hager.
Pants.
It's Mr. Yeah.
He talked to Mr. Hager in Dallas.
Yeah.
Hager.
It is one of the funniest YouTube clips out there. You know what's not funny?
What?
People who don't shop at the right place and take care of their pets correctly. It just bothers me. For Healthy Pets, it's absolutely the premier place right here in the city of Montgomery to shop for your pets and to get pet foods and snacks and all the treats. Let me tell you what they have right now. They have still some Christmas collars, treats, and ornaments. They're doing them 20 to 50% off right now. So basically, they're giving them away. You want to talk about giving away? Halloween costumes. Now, everybody's going to go out and get little Halloween costumes for your puppers. They've got them 90% off right now. So basically free. So you can go up there right now and, you know, you can make your dog look cute all year round. But they do have them 90% off right now at 4 Healthy Pets. Barkworthy's and Pet and Shape Natural Bones, 10 to 30% off. So if you want to go get some natural bones right now for your dogs, you can get up to up to 30% off. Limited time offer from Koha Dog Food. So if you're a Koha purchaser, listen to this. You get a can of food. If you purchase a can of food, you receive a trial size green mix or omega mix. It's a great alternative to dry dog food. It boosts nutrition, promotes hydration, supports healthy kidney system, digestive system, skin, coat, whole nine yards. You can use the base mix with different canned meats and give your dog a variety. And don't forget, it's cold out there. It's very cold out there. And it's going to be 22 tomorrow night. Okay? Don't wait for your pet to get sick. Now's the time to boost the immune system. Be proactive. You can choose from one of their many products to help you keep your pet healthy, happy, the whole nine yards. And with the new year comes New Year's health resolutions. I can't talk today.
Oh.
4 Healthy Pets has lower calorie foods, treats, gently cooked options, help your pet lose weight, maintain a healthy weight. They've got all kinds of stuff up there. You got to get in with somebody who knows what they're doing. The guy at the big box store just doesn't. Go to 4 Healthy Pets. They're on the Atlanta Highway in the Healthwise Food Shopping Center where the old Skate Haven was, you old timers, you long time Montgomeryans. Someone took exception with that the other day when I said old timers.
Hell, I'm an old timer.
And a friend of mine said, I'm not even 40, and you can call me an old timer. I remember Skate Haven. Look, I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just being someone who's been here a little while. So if you've been in Montgomery a little while, you remember where the Skate Haven was, you know where 4 Healthy Pets is. They're online, 4healthypetsonline.com. Check them out. I trust them.
I got a question.
Implicitly.
Bugsy, new lab.
Yeah.
When I got him, he was 50 pounds. I weighed him yesterday, he was 47 pounds.
Yeah.
But he goes to daycare and plays every day. Is that?
Yeah. He's healthy. He looks good.
Well, yeah, he looks great.
Okay, well, then don't worry about it. He'll let you know if he's hungry.
Oh, not like Alice.
That's what I always say. Kids won't starve to death. You know, if they don't want to eat, don't make them eat.
Right.
They'll let you know when they're hungry. We'll be back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Peppertree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Peppertree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Peppertree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Into News and Views. Hey, you know this hour of the program is brought to us in part every day by Cole Plumbing. They are generous sponsors of hour number three. And, you know, a few days a week I get to tell you about in detail what they do. These guys, you see the people and the whole yard's dug up because they had a leak or something. They had to bust up their foundation. Yeah. House never sits right again. Doors don't close right. Locks don't fit and all that. That's because they didn't call Cole Plumbing. They didn't call Cole Plumbing. You have got to get... What are you laughing at? You've got to get Cole Plumbing on the phone. When you have a plumbing emergency, you have to get Cole Plumbing on the phone. Jack, I don't know what's tickled. He saw something on his phone. He tickled. And I'm tickled looking at him being tickled. You got to get Cole Plumbing on the phone. Because when you get them out there, it's a different experience. You're not tearing into your slab. They don't have a backhoe out there tearing up your yard. They've got a proprietary system where they can sheath off those broken pipes and keep the water flowing and everything's good. Your door's shut. What in the world has gotten into him? Stop sending Jack funny memes and cat memes during the show because he gets tickled and I can't do a spot. Anyway, call Cole Plumbing. That's what I'm trying to say. 279-8919. And while you have him on the phone, say thank you. Thank you for sponsoring intellectually honest, philosophically consistent talk radio. Because without you, Cole Plumbing, and people like him, we wouldn't have it. So thank you. Thank you, Cole Plumbing. With your permission, are you done?
When you have trouble with your bowl.
When you have trouble with your bowl, Jack.
Well, I'm asking you.
Oh, say it again.
When you have trouble with your bowl.
Call on Cole.
That's cool.
With your permission, are you done laughing so I can go to the break? Or I can go to a call?
Yeah, I think. But, yeah, I'll explain.
Okay.
I got no text. It was just...
Oh, something in the studio made you cackle?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Okay.
It was the presentation.
Basically. Oh, Leon.
Hello?
Leon.
Hey, how you doing, Reverend Jack?
How you doing?
Good. It's my first time calling you guys. I listen to you basically go daily because I drive a lot. So I'm in the, I'm on the road.
We really appreciate that.
All right, all right. I wanted to chime in on the safety and the police service that's going on in Montgomery.
Yeah.
I just moved back home. I was originally from here, but I moved back home about 3 years ago, and I used to live in New Jersey, and I worked in Philadelphia. It's a piece of cake compared to what they go through daily as far as murders and finding bodies on the street.
Right.
That being said, I bought a home in Pecan Grove, and I heard the gentleman yesterday call and was saying about some shooting at a house over there on Glaze Park. And I know that street. I live about four blocks from that street. I live near the park.
Okay.
And my thing is, the police department, I heard the mayor yesterday, and when you call the non-emergency number to report stuff that you see, because,
you don't want to tap the 911 line, yeah.
Right, right. I understand that. But the person that answered that phone act like she's, like I'm bothering her. Every time I call, because I live over by the park, and, my house is at the end of the street, and people, the park's supposed to be closed after, first of all, when the lights come on, the park's supposed to be closed. And I know I got police officers that lives in my community, lives in Pecan Grove. But, you know, calling them, and I'm saying, we talk all the time, I say, if they just drive by, a lot of times, if they just drive by the street and flick their lights, people will leave. Because most of the time, it's young people, and my yard is adjacent to that driveway. So when they drop cups and paper and stuff, it blows on my yard. I don't mind going picking up. It's just exercise. But the idea of when I call them, I get annoyed because the lady said, and then, you know, it'd be after dark. And she says stuff like, can you see who's in the car? Okay, I am a pretty healthy guy and look like I can handle myself, but I'm not going to walk up on no car, commit suicide, walk up on no car after dark with somebody in it and ask them what they're doing here. I'm not a police officer. That's why I pay my taxes, to get them to do that.
Right.
But I get annoyed. I wish I could have talked to the mayor yesterday when he was saying, you know, and I know they don't have a lot of police officers, and I know they're busy, but the ones in their neighborhood, in my neighborhood, they won't even come to the community meeting when we have the community meeting. You know who be at my community meeting when we have them Sunday evening at about 2 o'clock. We have them, try to have them once a month. It'd be two little old ladies, myself, the guy across the street, and the president of the association. How about that? All the men that live in that community, and we put our flyers. So people need to start doing stuff for themselves, too.
Right.
I mean,
I agree with that.
But a lot of the communities that are having problems, they're still not talking enough about what's going on in their community.
Well, Leon, we really do appreciate you checking in and appreciate you being a good neighbor and a good citizen and a good listener. And call us anytime.
And I think you have a legitimate concern.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. Ronnie.
Man.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Doing pretty good. I was kind of disappointed. I didn't get a phone call from none of y'all, because News and Views knows everything.
Yeah, what were we calling you about?
It was my birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday.
And Nick Saban gave me the best birthday present ever.
Yeah, and you didn't even have to talk to him and have him cuss you out.
He didn't send me a card. I just watched it on TV.
Well, that's good.
But anyway. Well,
happy birthday, Ronnie, belatedly.
Well, it don't matter. I didn't call you to get a belated birthday.
Apparently you did, because that's the first thing out of your mouth. How old are you, Ronnie?
How old am I? I think I'm a little older than you, Jack.
Well, not by much.
How old a man are you?
I'm 67.
Yeah, you got Jack by a few years.
Well, damn.
Well, damn.
Well, damn. And Baron, I heard him earlier saying that he's been here for a long time. Well, Jack may remember it, but Baron, do you remember when Sears was on the corner of Fairview and Court Street?
No, but I remember when Todd Strange tried to prepare the Sears location for somebody, and they had a big announcement, and then never materialized.
Well,
remember
anyway,
they were going to have some big announcement, somebody's going to buy the old Sears?
Yeah, and then they rode by and said, I don't think so.
Yeah, they drove around the neighborhood and put our.
But going back to the recycling plant.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was working, it was industrial construction, and I went down to Tampa a few times, and in Winton Blunt, when it was Blunt Construction, they built these recycling plants.
Mm-hmm.
There were a cogen plant, which means they went through and recycled, and what could be burned, they burned, and then they put electricity out to the people, and then what was left over that the consumers didn't use, they sold back to the power company. But it's a lot of maintenance in keeping those places up.
Yeah.
Well, Ronnie, we appreciate you checking in with us, my friend.
Wait, you mean that collecting? You mean
thank you.
You mean that collecting?
I'm sorry you cut me off.
Well, I got to do a contest,
wait,
Ronnie.
Baron, you mean that collecting and sorting and then running a plant of some kind that's difficult.
Costs
and,
money.
And, yeah. And, oh. Okay.
It costs money.
I'm shocked. I thought all that stuff happened by magic or computers or something by now.
Absolutely costs money.
Oh,
now,
okay.
I want to think that's
contest.
What Ronnie was saying, though.
I want to do the contest.
That is what he's saying.
I want to do the contest. I am going to give away a $25 Midtown Pizza Kitchen gift card, good at either Montgomery or Prattville.
Montgomery
or Prattville. And here's the question. Jack, you came up with a question during the break. It's a great question. Earlier in the program, we had a guest on. Not Dave.
Not Dave.
Dave's not a guest anymore.
Who was? Dave's part of the family. Oh. Who was that guest? And what was the overall purpose of him coming in to talk to us?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Yeah. So that our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228.
Got to be quick. We're running up on time.
Oh, yeah. We only got 8 minutes.
So Joey's here.
So this is going to reward the long-term listeners, people who have been here from the beginning of the show. This will tell you, you got to be careful. You can't be rolling in here at 9:15, 9:20, because you would have just missed
true.
Our guest.
You would have missed it.
Who was our guest? And what did our guest talk about? That's the quiz. 272-9228. Who is this?
Bo Holt.
Oh, Bowling Hall Holt the fourth.
Steve Flowers and had to do with the voter ID laws and being dropped out of the
wrong.
Wrong answer.
Try
Bo.
Again next week, Bo. 272-9228. Who is this?
Pam.
Who was it?
It was Secretary of State John Merrill.
And
he was calling to talk about the dismissal of the voter case.
Pam, what's the first initial of your last name?
S, isn't it?
Oh, you work in his office. That's not fair.
No, I don't.
I'm kidding.
I was going to accuse her of that, too. Good job, Jack.
And what's the month and date of your birth? Not the year.
9/27.
9/27. Pam, I'll have this for you downstairs in a few minutes.
You're in for a real treat.
Pick it up,
Pam.
Any day, Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Have you ever been there before?
No, I have not. I've been
once
again.
Oh, super.
This
That's
is
great.
Perfect. You're going to love this.
Thanks.
You're going to love this.
Thank you,
Pam.
It. Thank
you. You know where we are?
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Thank
you're
you.
In the jungle.
Master Thespian, how are you?
Hey, I'm glad she remembered his name. I loved listening to him, but I was like, man, what was his name?
Yeah.
That was one of the crazy things.
Well, Bo Holt said Steve Flowers, which
yeah,
was wrong
right.
name, but yeah. he knew the subject matter. So.
Well, I knew the subject matter. I thought it was very fascinating, all his analysis about, you know, the number of black and African-American voters who actually turned out to vote. I agree. I think that's one of the main factors in good old what's-his-name getting elected.
No, there's no doubt about it. They turned out their I mean, that's what that's what
yeah.
you're supposed to do.
That's
you're
what
supposed
to
bring
to
every person you can think of that might vote for you to the polls. I mean, and that's the goal of the election.
It's just a math problem.
Well, and that's, you know, in persuasion, that's what you want to do. People will agree, yeah, something needs to be done, but actually getting them to get their butts up off the couch and do something, that's the hard part.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt about
I prefer
it.
To complain
anyway.
On Facebook and do nothing.
Yeah,
well,
anyway.
you can virtue signal.
Okay, I had to ask you a question. I had to step away from the radio. Did y'all ever get the answer to why we play the national anthem at ball games?
Dave.
Yes. Because of World War II, essentially. World War I and then really into World War II.
Yeah, my hypothesis was World War I because you know, baseball's been around since the 1860s.
That's why I threw that out there, that it was either World War I or World War II. But, piece of trivia, the national anthem, as we know it, the Star Spangled Banner, was not the national anthem officially until 1931. And so certain teams played it, yada, 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 World War II, PA systems, there you go. And now it's just tradition.
Yeah. It would be interesting to try to trace that etymology and try to figure out exactly when. But
it was the first game of the World Series, 1918. They played it during the seventh inning stretch. People liked it so much that when the series moved back to Boston, they started playing it before, and then it just sort of but then it was done on special occasions because you had to have a band. So it was done on like the 4th of July or Labor Day or something like that. But then once you had modern PA
recording.
Systems and recordings, then it was able to be done before every game.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. Cool.
I always liked the Stars and Stripes Forever. That's a good song. That's
it's a march, you know. It's Marshall.
It'd be
Sousa.
Hard to put words to it, I think.
Yeah, great song.
Tom from Greenville.
We could make up the words, Jack.
Hey.
Am I too late to answer the question?
Yeah, but go ahead and answer it.
Well, I kind of got lost in the shuffle. I think it was John Merrill, wasn't
it? Was, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and it's about the dismissal of the NAACP lawsuit.
That is exactly right. And Bo Holt was so close. He texted me. He's like, this is not my day.
Okay. Steve Flowers would have known that. He could have given that report, but it was John Merrill.
That's right.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Okay, you guys have a good show today.
Thank you,
I appreciate
Tom.
It.
Appreciate
okay.
it. Thanks, Tom. Tom's one of our most loyal listeners. Greenville,
like
Alabama.
I know it. I love it.
Great individual. Who is this?
This is Boomer.
Boom. Boomer!
Get him alone and discuss saving trees.
Why?
I don't know.
Just bore me to tears.
Just about saving the trees.
Saving trees. You talking about bags of marijuana?
Yeah.
Baron has a Nuke the Whales sticker on the back of his car.
I found out some information. I did find out some information about this Colorado pot thing.
Yeah.
They won't.
I forgot.
But I got hungry and went for lunch instead.
I went to Boomer Cheese. And that was a good plug. But anyway,
I almost send him a bill every time he mentions his shop.
Well, you get a little beans anyway, so we're swapped out.
That's a good point.
Look here. But the cab, a friend of mine went, and he said what they do is they want to sell you the pot, but it's like a taboo that you got it. You can't walk around the street.
Right.
You can't do all this stuff. And you have to go to certain hotels that will only have like two or three floors available on top for smoking pot.
Smoking or non-smoking.
Yeah, they're non-smoking. But so, you know, it's controlled out there. Everybody thinks it's just like I did. I thought you'd walk around and smoking pot, just having a free fest like it was, you know, Woodstock.
Like Haight-Ashbury.
Oh, my God, wouldn't that be nice? But
no, Boomer, it would not.
I mean, just the climate and the weather. But anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting to me to say. But, Cassidy, y'all don't want to talk about trying to save no trees or anything. I mean, I'm trying to save the world. It's either calmer, cooler Boomer this year. 2080 is the calm year. And I can't say anything bad about Todd about all this crime going on because there is no crime. But I gotta be nice to talk because I am going to breakfast with him. And so, you know, I think that's pretty cool.
You need to get Teresa on like three way. And so she's not just.
Whoa.
She's like your hype man.
Talking about breakfast with Todd, then you bring up a three way. That isn't very funny, man.
Not what I meant. Boomer, thanks for calling. I gotta run. She's always in there chiming in the background like her hype man. You know?
Right now. Like Susan Britt.
Yeah, a hype man in the background on the phone call.
Uh-huh. You tell him.
Echo.
So let me tell you real quickly. We had somebody call in a little bit ago and say, thank you for sending me to Mattress Firm. I'm going to sleep really well tonight. She went to the Prattville location. You can go to any location you want. You don't just have to go to the Prattville location. You can go to any location you want. Mattress Firm has some great sales going on right now. Early part of the year, they've made a commitment. They're going to sell more mattresses than they ever have. And the only way they can do that is to cut the price. They've got silly prices right now going on at Mattress Firm. I mean, silly, silly prices. On the best name brand mattresses of all time. In fact, I sleep on a Beautyrest every night. I sleep on the Beautyrest Black. They have Beautyrest mattresses. Now, not the black. You're not going to get it for $399. But they have Beautyrest mattresses right now. $399 queen-size mattresses. They have mattresses, queen-size mattresses, starting at $199.99. So there's something for everybody. You could go there. You can outfit the whole house. It's affordable. They know what they're doing. You're going to love it. They come in. They set the whole thing up. They take the old stuff away. They've got sheets. They've got pillows. They've got pillowcases. They got everything you could ever imagine for beds over at Mattress Firm. Adjustable bases, whole nine yards. So go by Mattress Firm, one of the three locations.